Because of high property taxes, Texans are afraid they're going to lose their homes. That story and more in the Texas Minute. This is Friday, January 27th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
It's easy to spend other people's money. Just ask any kid who's had access to his mom's credit card at the candy store. But in the case of the University of Texas and the city of Dallas, they're spending other people's money to push a far-left agenda. Let's jump into the news. Known for pushing a radical agenda focused on gender confusion and the LGBTQ political ideology, the Human Rights Campaign's annual Texas Dinner is getting big support from the Lone Star State's flagship university and beloved grocery store chain. Promising the support will be used in their ongoing leftist campaign, the Human Rights Commission lists their sponsors as HEB, Dell Technologies, PNC Bank, Apple, Roscoe Property Management, and the University of Texas Athletics. This far-left push by HEB might be surprising to some. It's only been in the last year that the grocery store, under the guidance of billionaire Charles Butt, has gone public with its promotion of hypersexual drag shows targeting children and even underwriting the work of a group that provides gender identity counseling for nine-year-olds. Basically, HEB is not the small-town values grocery store you might remember from just a couple of years ago. Meanwhile, UT Athletics is pushing hard into left-wing politics. They hosted their first-ever Pride Night earlier this week as part of a women's basketball game. According to the Texas Education Code, state universities are governed by a board of regents appointed by the governor and approved by the Texas Senate. All of UT's trustees were appointed by Governor Abbott. Following the adoption of a racial equity plan, the city of Dallas used taxpayer money earlier this month to promote critical race theory principles at its fourth annual Equity Indicator Symposium. If that sounds like a jumble of leftist buzzwords, you're not alone. For example, take the seemingly innocuous word equity. When reviewing critical race theory, you find that word a lot. Many left-wing activists are replacing equality with equity in their speeches, and they're doing it very purposefully. That's because, as they use it, equity means a guarantee of equal outcomes rather than assurance of equal opportunities. Now, the city of Dallas is no stranger to using taxpayer money for the promotion of controversial ideologies. Last year, Dallas sponsored a left-wing activist group that was teaching queer sex ed to minors. Earlier this week, Texans for Vaccine Choice hosted their fifth annual Freedom Fight. This is a rally at the Texas Capitol in support of medical liberty. It drew hundreds of activists. Among the speakers was United Airlines pilot Laura Cox. She founded Airline Employees for Health Freedom as a response to the firing and discrimination of multiple airline employees who wanted exemptions from their employer's mandatory COVID shots. The issue is expected to be front and center during the legislative session, as evidenced by the number of Texas House and Senate members who attended and addressed the rally. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Each day on the Salcedo Storm Podcast, I talk about the issues that matter to Latinos and all Americans. The Salcedo Storm Podcast, I hope you'll join me weekdays wherever you get your podcasts.
State lawmakers are promising to address Texas's overwhelming property tax burden this year. But taxpayers aren't letting up the pressure. Daryl Frost of Texas Scorecard obtained records of citizen complaints made to the office of Governor Greg Abbott about the issue. Frost reviewed nearly 1,000 pages of documents, revealing Texans' fears that rising property taxes will force them out of their homes. Meanwhile, Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager has reported the state is projected to have a $32.7 billion budget surplus. Interest groups of all stripes are clamoring for a piece of that pie to grow their projects and increase their own budgets. But the governor has said he wants at least half of the surplus to go towards property tax relief. Remember, that surplus is what taxpayers were overcharged for the cost of government. It's their money, not the state's. It seems like giving back at least half is the least the legislature could do. But we'll have to wait and see what kind of traction the governor and the taxpayers end up getting out of the legislators. The legislative session runs through the end of May. You can check out that story and the others mentioned today, as well as all the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Sydney Henry, Daryl Frost, Sully Rice, and Katie Drollinger. Today's Texas Minute was produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.